Genesis chapter 36, verse 1. Hear now the very words of God. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite, and Basemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebaioth. And Ada bare to Esau Eliphaz, and Basemath bare Reuel. And Aholibamah bare Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the persons of his house, and all his cattle, and all his beasts, and all his substance, which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together. And the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons. Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau, Reuel, the son of Basemath, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Timan, Omar, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath, and Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife, and she bare to Esau Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These were the dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, and Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. And these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, Duke Nahat, Duke Zerah, Duke Shammah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Aholibamah, Esau's wife, Duke Jeush, Duke Jaalam, Duke Korah. These were the dukes that came of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, who is Edom, and these are their dukes. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, who inhabited the land, Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anah, and Dishan, and Ezer, and Dishan. These are the dukes of the Horites, the children of Seir, in the land of Edom. And the children of Lotan were Hori and Himam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. And the children of Shobal were these, Alvan, and Manahath, and Ebal, and Shepho, and Onam. And these are the children of Zibeon, both Ajah and Anah. This was that Anah that found the mules in the wilderness, as he fed asses, the asses of Zibeon's father. And the children of Anah were these, Dishan, and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah. And these are the children of Dishan, Hemdan, and Eshban, and Itran, and Keran. The children of Ezer are these, Bilhan, and Za'avan, and Akan. The children of Dishan are these, Uz, and Aran. These are the dukes that came of the Horites, Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibeon, and Duke Anah. Duke Dishan, Duke Ezer, Duke Dishan, these are the dukes that came of Hori among their dukes in the land of Seir. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. And Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom. And the name of his city was Dinhabah. And Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah, Bozra, reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and Husham of the land of Temani reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Avith. And Hadad died, and Samlah of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And Samlah died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Saul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Pau. And his wife's name was Mehetabel, and the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. And these are the names of the dukes that came of Esau, according to their families, after their places, and by their names. Duke Timnah, Duke Alva, Duke Jetheth, Duke Aholibamah, Duke Elah, Duke Pinon, Duke Kinaz, Duke Timan, Duke Mibzar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These be the dukes of Edom, according to their habitations in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His Word. We do not have time in a reading. It would be interesting sometime to do a survey of the genealogies of Scripture. Some of us tend to skip lightly over the genealogies. And while many of these men and place names and people that we see here have little theological significance to us, they had great historical significance to the original recipients of this book. When we think of Seir and, for instance, Amalek and other sons of Edom, we understand that the origin of those enemies of Israel were founded upon the family of Esau. So the last time then that Jacob and Esau shake hands is over burying Isaac. And they separate after that. And Esau settles permanently in Seir, which is east of Jordan and north of the Jabbok, up in that area there, Mount Teman. And then Jacob came back across and settled on the other side of Jordan and went south near where Rachel died, Bethlehem, in that area there. So they went like this. And I think that the best use that we can make of this passage as far as a reading in our service is concerned is that we must take great care that Esau was born in a covenant home but was not a covenant man. So you know where I'm going with this. What I want to talk to you about with regard to this reading is in that Esau was separated out from Jacob and did not dwell among the inheritance of the Israelites, but dwelt in his own place, is indicative of the fact that Esau was not a man of the covenant. We saw earlier that he despised his birthright and he lost his right of primogeniture, the blessing, the patriarchal blessing of Isaac. And the reason he did this, the reason these events worked out like this, is not because he was more wicked than Jacob. That may come as a shock to some of you. But that's not why he lost the blessing and the birthright. He lost the blessing and the birthright, Paul tells us in the 9th chapter of Romans, because the purpose of election, or the purpose of God in election, was working itself out in history, and so the children not yet being born, neither having done anything good or bad, it was said unto her, that is Rebekah their mother, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated, and the elder shall serve the younger. And though Esau was raised in the covenant home, though he undertook of the covenant promises, though he heard them nightly around the dinner table, he was reprobate. He was cast off. And this is evident in his setting himself up in Seir, way far away from the covenant people. There is no such thing, I told you this before, as Christian grandchildren. My dear brothers and sisters, and their children, I want you to understand that we must believe in Christ ourselves. Esau was cast off. God did not elect him. He went unto his own place. Now that's how it looks from God's side. We don't have that vantage point except God reveals it to us in Scripture. So how do we operate in this life? We operate in this life that we make diligent use of the means that God has placed at our disposal. We cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ. We bewail our sins. Because if it happened in the case of Esau, if there was a child born in the covenant house that was hated by God, it can happen again. So it's very important that each of you realize that being born into the right family has great privilege, but it is not a lock on heaven. Did Esau enjoy great privileges? Oh, wonderful privileges that Esau enjoyed. With Isaac as his father, hearing the great word and covenant promises of God in the home. And of course, Isaac was the leader of the church in his day in that patriarchal form of the church that the Lord had set up in Isaac's day. And so, having those great blessings, yet Esau did not believe. Esau did not make use of those means. He came in from the field one day hungry and traded his birthright for a single meal. Not a lifetime of meals, but a single meal. So it is important that we ourselves understand that being associated with the covenant is not the same as being in the covenant. Oh, there is a way in which all baptized persons are in the covenant. Right? We call that the visible church. And there is such a thing as being baptized into the covenant. But there is also such a thing as taking those promises made at baptism and turning your back on them. There is also such a thing as being an apostate from those promises. Esau was. Oh, he had the covenant sign upon him. He was a circumcised man. And yet when it came right down to it, he was a hater of God. Let's not let any of us at the end of days stand when Jesus comes with the glory of His angels and sets all humanity before Him and divides them as the sheep and the goats. Let none of us be on Esau's side with the goats. Apply unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Make diligent use of all the means that He has granted to you in His kindness, that you may believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and not ever fall away. Here's what Matthew Henry says about this passage. I think this is just great. Note, the children of this world have all in their hand and nothing in hope, while the children of God have their all in hope and next to nothing in the hand. But all things considered, it is better to have Canaan in promise than Seir in possession. Right? Let's stand and continue calling upon the Lord in the singing of psalms.